We're going to kick off our post-race press conference here from today's race winner, Johnny Sauter. Johnny will be joining us here soon, but we're going to kick off with our race-winning crew chief, Joe Scheer, and our team representative from Thor Sport Racing, David Pepper. So we will start to open with questions. If you have one, please raise your hand and state your name and affiliation. Who would like to kick us off? We'll start with Lee. Can we check that mic, please?
Did you break it?
Testing 1, 2, 3.
There we go.
Cha-cha-cha. Congratulations, gentlemen. Joe, I guess you had Johnny in fuel conservation mode, and he flipped the switch on, what was it, the ignition?
Yes.
And can you kind of take us through what happened after that?
We always cut him off and save fuel, especially that kind of time in the race, basically because we are trying to make our last pit stop as fast as we can, so we try to save as much fuel as we can, and we don't ever know when the last caution is going to come out. So we always do that, and then just a freak deal, he switched it back on, and it didn't fire. And my heart went about out of my chest, and didn't know what to do, but it fired back up, and we lost positions. But, you know, we had a good enough truck. This Ford F-50 was pretty good today, and we I shouldn't say we. Tab kept Johnny calm, and we just kept fine-tuning this thing, and we knew we had something at the end.
And Pepper is the theme song for this team, Reunited, and it feels so good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. No, we knew exactly what we were bringing back. I mean, we were bringing back guys that could win races and just make our program better, and I think you saw it today. A big win for the company, big company day, 4 in the top 6. That's 3 weeks in a row here, 3 races in a row. We're just going to keep knocking them down. That's why we're here.
All right, additional questions? Come on, someone's got a question. All right, Chris is going to ask a question. Thank you, Chris.
Joe, how do you guys feel like going to Kansas next weekend, and how much did this the 4-week stretch help you guys prepare for not only Dover this weekend, but the upcoming races at Kansas and Charlotte?
Well, we needed the off break, obviously, starting a new team. But I thought we started out pretty good. We had speed right away, but we had a little couple hiccups at a couple races. But we fixed that, and obviously we've been pretty fast everywhere we've come. This is exactly what we kind of thought we would have. I'm just proud of these guys, and I'm really happy with these F-150s and what we had here to work with. So I really expected to have a couple wins by now, and I'm happy with where we're at. But we worked it out a little bit here, and we've been working on our stuff. We've been going to wind tunnels. We've been doing stuff like that, and we've been trying to get it back together here, and I showed we're pretty good, but we still got a little bit of work to do, and I think we're going to be strong here in the middle of the season to the end.
And Busch beer is delicious.
All right, we've now been joined by our race winner, Johnny Sauter. We'll continue to take questions. If you have one, please raise your hand and state your name and affiliation. Do we have any questions for Johnny? All right, we'll go back to Chris.
ChrisKnightCatchments.com. Johnny, was today the statement that you guys are forced to be working with when it comes to the championship?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I honestly felt that way even from day one when I walked into the shop and just saw the progression of Thor Sport from the last time I was here. I told you this at Vegas, I think. That program has come a long way, just the way that it's set up with the Finish Fab Shop. And I know I talk about that stuff a lot. People go, oh, what – propaganda, whatever, but I'm telling you, that's how you win and lose races, is preparation and all that back at the shop. So, this is awesome. I knew after Atlanta, I felt like we kind of let it slip away a little bit, that we were going to be a force to be reckoned with. And then Martinsville, I felt like we had the truck to beat and had some trouble there with the plug wire and all that. And I lost my cool a little bit that day, but I know that's hard to believe. But, you know, just you just got to keep doing it, you know, week in and week out, and just stay focused on what you can control and what you can't control. And today, you know, I just kept my wits about me. Obviously, when the motor wouldn't fire back up, I don't know why. But I won't do that again. But just so proud of everybody at ThorSport. This is so cool. Duke and Rhonda, they don't know what they mean to me personally. And to get them a win, you know, they've meant so much to the Truck Series, and I don't think they get near enough credit for how long they've been around here and just how hard they've worked and how much money they've spent. And to get Ford an F-150 in victory lane, that's the ultimate. So for this deal to come together so late like it did and to be sitting where we are right now, we got a lot of work to do, but good group of guys, man, and they're hungry.
All right, go ahead in the back. We'll come up front to Reed. Go ahead.
Noah Lewis, TSJ Sports. Johnny, this is your third straight win here at Dover. What is it about this track that suits you?
Well, I just love it here. people ask me all the time, they're like, you know, what's your favorite racetrack? And I say, boy, that's a tough one, but I always come back to the Monster Mile. You know, if I've been asked 10 times, 9 times, I've said it's Dover. So this is just a fun racetrack. The two most exhilarating laps you'll make all year are qualifying here. Take your breath away. And they're like, how was the truck? And I said, let me catch my breath and I'll let you know. And just to race here, it's such a rhythm racetrack. And you'd think you'd have that on silent by now, but just such a cool place. And honestly, for whatever reason, we've been able to work the second groove and make some moves and make some passes. And that, to me, that's when it's fun, is when you can race around a racetrack a little bit. So you talk about track position and all that, but when you've got room to race and there's grip there, then it makes it more fun for the driver. So I said it before, and I'll say it again. Yesterday when I was changing for practice, I saw the Victory Lane hat bag on the counter, and I said, yeah, why not? So just so proud of these guys. This is a team effort, and I'm pumped.
All right, Reed.
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire Service. Johnny, could you explain what happened when...
Oh, yeah. This one's empty.
Could you explain what happened when the engine wouldn't fire? And once that happened, were you at all worried that as important as track position is here, that you wouldn't be able to work your way back up to the front?
Yeah, I mean, I probably dropped a couple F-bombs, but, you know, at the end of the day, you got to get back on your horse and say, okay, this happened, and you got to, you know, make the best of it. So I'm not exactly sure what happened. We're saving fuel. He told me to save fuel, so the only way to do that is cut the ignition off and then flip the switch back up and let the clutch out, and it usually fires back up, but I couldn't get it to crank, and actually hit the kill switch on the steering wheel, thinking that was it, and, you know, it went through a bunch of things that just clicked through your mind as fast as you can, you know, try to process all that, and then all of a sudden I just let the clutch back out and pumped the gas, and it fired back up, so we lost 7 or 8 spots, but the key is just not get frazzled. You know you're going to be back in traffic, and you got to work them as best you can. You got to plan your passes, and when you get the run with momentum, you got to use it. And if you don't, you got to settle in and just stay in line. So, a lot of discipline, I think, as far as that stuff goes. But yeah, I was worried. Track position is really important at a place like this. We're going so fast.
All right. Additional questions? Have any? Okay, we'll take one more.
Dustin Albino, French Touch. Johnny, how hard is it to split through lap traffic here?
Yeah, today it seemed pretty hard. Honestly, I feel like it worked out to my favor most of the day, just trying to plan it. And actually, I was anticipating it a lap or two before I would get to them. I'd maybe slow down a little bit to try to time it right so where I could catch them on the straightaways preferably. But yeah, at one point it got us the stage win, and then I felt like I worked it really good that last run to get, you know, maybe a little bit more distance on second place. So, but yeah, there were some trucks that were off the pace a little bit today for sure. And, but that's part of racing, right? They paid their entry fee. They're working just as hard as anybody else. And maybe they just don't have it right. So I've been there. I've been lapped 100 times. And, I know those guys are working every bit as hard as the guys running up front. So, but it all worked out for us today. And, it's just part of racing.
All right. Any final questions before we wrap up with our race-winning team? Well, Johnny, congratulations. To add to the other monsters you have, you officially have a gold one to celebrate Dover's 50th anniversary this season. So that one will stick out just a little bit more than the others. But congratulations, and we wish you guys the best of luck the rest of the season.
Thank you very much. Go Brewers.
What about the Bucks?
I'll get it for that. Don't worry. Joe. Thank you.
Yeah.
I was hoping.